Parashas Matos Masei. We would like to look at the parasha, Parashas Masei, and in particular, very much with view that we are into the Bein HaMetzorim, a week into the Bein HaMetzorim, and our focus, therefore, very much should be on the union of Avelos, Beis HaMikdosh, and Amitz Hashem, also the union of Nechama. In the beginning of Parashas Masei, as we know, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, the Torah describes at great length all the various stops that Klal Yisrael travelled, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And we have, in past years, discussed different approaches, why it is that the Torah feels it's important to go into all the details and mention every one of the Masois. Why would it not be enough simply to say that Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar for 40 years, after which they entered Eretz Yisrael? Where they were and where they traveled to and what they did, why is that relevant? I'd like to look this year at a one-line comment at the Sfarnu, and we will see that this is very much relevant in Yonah de Yoma. The Sfarnu says, and I quote, Rotzo hokel yisborach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted sheyichtuvu masei Yisrael, that all the various travelings of Klal Yisrael should be written. Lohoidia, here comes the answer, in order to teach us zechusom, the tremendous zechus that Klal Yisrael had, belechtom acharov bamidbar be'eretz loy zerua, which of course is a pasuk, a quote from the pasuk in Novi, how Klal Yisrael are complimented, are praised, the fact that they traversed the midbar be'eretz loy zerua, non-fertile land, and they did so nonetheless following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sfarnu is telling us that the reason why the Masois were written, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be written, in order to inform us of the zechus that Klal Yisrael had by traveling from place to place, be'oifen, says the Sfarnu in conclusion, such that shehoyu ru'uyim lehikones la'oretz, that indeed they were fitting to enter Eretz Yisrael. Adkan. So the Sfarnu has clearly addressed our question, but it's not so clear what is his explanation. The question was, why does the Torah have to be so marich and teach us and write and describe all the various masois in the Midbar? And the Sfarnu is answering, in order to teach us the great zechus that Klal Yisrael had, as a result of which they were ra'u to enter Eretz Yisrael. And of course, the question must be asked, why was that their ticket to enter Eretz Yisrael? Why was it the zechus of traveling mimokim lemokim vayisov vayachanu? Why was that the fact that they traveled this Eretz loy zerua? Why was that the zechus in which they entered Eretz Yisrael? And we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, that this is very, very relevant and a very important yesoid in our whole avoida at the moment in the Bein HaMetzorim. By way of introduction, let's learn together a line of Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that as a result of the most serious, the most cardinal aveiras like Gilui Aroyos and Avoidas Koichovim Avoidas Zora, Golus Bo Lo'olam, Klal Yisrael are exiled from Eretz Yisrael. So L'chaira, we would understand, it makes good sense, after all these are the most severe aveiras in the Torah, Gilui Aroyos, Avoidas Zora. But there is another aveira that finds itself on the list, and that is Shmita v'yovel. When Klal Yisrael do not keep the Shmita, the result is they are exiled from Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara backs this up with a pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai. And indeed, Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai says that how many years were Klal Yisrael in Golas for between Beis HaMikdosh, Horishoin, Vahasheni? 70 years. And that parallels 70 years of Shemitah that they did not keep. So there you very much see once again the correlation, the connection between Golos and not keeping the Shemitah. And the truth is, it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah in Ovos, Golos Bo'ol Oilom. Klal Yisrael are exiled Al Ovoin as a result of the Avera of Bitul Mitzvahs Shemitah. And this, of course, needs some very serious explanation. We would understand Gilya Royes, Avodah Zara. These are the Gimel Averas Chamurais. So Klal Yisrael deserve to be severely punished and thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. But what about not keeping the Shemitah? Why is not keeping the Shemitah considered an Avera so severe that the punishment is that Klal Yisrael are exiled from Eretz Yisrael? And this requires us once again to revisit a very, very important yesod, which we have definitely mentioned in the past, and in particular in the year of Shemitah, which is not so long ago. Because if we were to be asked, what is the yesod? What is the essence of the mitzvah of Shemitah? So really, it's all about one word, and that word is Bitochin. Bitochin. And essentially it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes, says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, for 6 years you should work the land. On the seventh you should leave it fallow. Why? In order that you should know, Sheha'oretz Sheli, that it's my land. And if it's my land, you need to understand that it's not yours, and it's very much HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalet says, She Yosef HaOdom Bitochoin B'Shem Baruch Hu. The purpose of this mitzvah is all about being Yosef Bitochoin. For very obvious reasons. By leaving the field fallow, one has to absolutely turn one's attention, one's heart, one's eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believe that all parnosa comes min HaShemayim and it's not our own doing. But the Kli Yokor in the beginning of Parashas Bahar adds an extra line. And the Kli Yokor says that this was particularly relevant for Klal Yisrael upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Because as we know, there was no instruction, no mitzvah of Shemitah in the Midbar. The Torah clearly writes in the beginning of Parashas Bahar that when Klal Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael, then they will have the mitzvah of Shemitah, says the Kli Yokor. Whilst living in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha was overwhelmingly evident. Nobody could convince themselves that they were eating or being sustained b'koichi v'oitzem yodi. Mon min hashomayim, be'eroi shel Miriam, anane hakovoid. They literally saw and lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all of a sudden, they entered Eretz Yisrael and everything changes. No mon, no be'er, no anane hakovoid, and for the first time they have to work the land themselves. Klal Yisrael were now running an enormous risk. If for the first time they have to work the land and, as it were, produce tvua themselves, then there is an enormous danger of them patting themselves on the back and forgetting who is the real source of this tvua. And they run the risk of saying, Koichi v'oitzem yodi osoli es achayel hazeh, it's all my doing. That risk wasn't ever a possibility in the Midbar, but it was now in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why they needed this tremendous chizuk in bitochein, dafke in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't need it in the Midbar. La hashrish says the Kli Yakar, in order to ingrain in them Es Yisrael b'midas ha'emuna v'habitochein b'Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just as a reminder, every 7 years you're going to leave the field. Do not work it, do not touch it, do not cultivate anything, do not harvest, just leave the field. Not only that, you will see miraculously that you will not have any less tevua, in fact you'll have more. V'tzivisi es birchasi, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll see that as a result of leaving the fields, you're not any worse off, you're only better off. That will be your reminder of who is really pulling the strings after all. It's not koichi v'oitzim yodi. Says the Kli Yakar, therefore, va'al yedei kol ha'moifsim alolu, through the tremendous miracles of Shemitah, Teida, then you will know ki li kol ha'aretz, that the land is really mine. Says the Kli Yakar now in conclusion, and this answers our previous question. Lefi zeh, says the Kli Yakar, therefore, the next obvious step is din hu, it makes perfect sense. Sheyischayvu golus ba'ovoin hashmitah. Now we understand why it is that Shemitah, the non-observance of Shemitah, is such a critical avera. We said before, Gilui Aroyos, Avodah Zarah, we understand, is the worst of the worst. But not keeping Shemitah? Why is that such a severe avera, says the Kli Yakar, we now understand, because it's mitzad hachisoroin ho'emuna shebohem. If you don't keep Shemitah, you clearly don't have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You clearly are concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't provide your tevuah, and I therefore have to work the land, even though it's prohibited in the seventh year. If you don't keep Shemitah, loy he'eminu b'Hashem, v'loy botchu b'Yeshuasa, you clearly have no bitochin, you have no emuna in the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'yas Elohim neis. You have no confidence, you have no reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can produce a miracle for you. So we see therefore, in light of the Kli Yakar, that the mitzvah of Shemitah takes on an altogether different significance. Yes, it really is up there together with Avodah Zarah, etc., etc. The lack of observance of Shemitah clearly is a manifestation of a lack of emunah and bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kli Yakar's explanation. But yet, we still need to add explanation. Because as severe as it is, why is the punishment for that golus? Yes, we understand that not keeping Shemitah, in light of the Kli Yakar's explanation, is indeed a very severe avera. Understood. But where is the midah keneged midah? Why does that necessarily warrant to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael? Why is golus the punishment for not keeping Shemitah? And here, Rabbi Yisai, we come back to in Yonah D'Yoyma, the whole essence of Avelus, and we will look at it through the eyes of the Maharal in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael. Because the Maharal writes as follows. Chazal tell us that the Golus will eventually come to a close rak bishvil ho'emunah. And in fact, and this we've definitely mentioned many times in the past, lo inigalu Yisrael mimitzrayim rak bizechus ho'emuna. Emuna is our ticket out of golus. Emuna is the key to geula. And that's why Chazal say, ein hagolios miskansos. The golios will not be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. Rak bishvul ho'emuna. Why is that the case? Why is emuna such a critical key stage in bringing the geula that we so deeply yearn for? Listen to the crucially important words of the Maharal. Ki ho emuna, hu hadveikus boi yisborach mikol v'kol. This, Rabbeisai, is the Yesod. Emuna is all about dveikus. If you are ma'amin b'kodesh baruch hu, what in fact you are announcing is, I'm not attached to myself, I don't rely on myself, but rather I rely and I'm absolutely dovuk el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is golus? Golus is being detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they are two opposite sides of the coin. Golus, exile, doesn't just mean geographically moved away from Eretz Yisrael. It means spiritually moved away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if one is mischazik in Emunah, then one is returning and becoming once again dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the golios is miskansos. Golus means you're not just driven out of your homeland. Rather, you are driven away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. Being driven out is not just a change of location. Rather, it represents a cutting off of connection, Rachmana Litzlan, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah is the first stage in repairing the damage. Emunah is once again consolidating that kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah is all about being dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the Maral himself, that was in Perek Choftes, but in Perek Tes he says the very first word in Megillas Eicha is, of course, Eicha. Eicha, Aleph, Yud, Chof, Hei, is Gematria 26. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, why did Klal Yisrael have to suffer an Eicha? Because they transgressed 36. Sorry, Eicha is Gematria 36. They transgressed 36 Averas in the Torah for which the punishment is Kores. 36 Averas of Kores equals Eicha Gematria 36. Says the Maral, this is not a play on words. What does Kores mean? Kores means to be cut off. That's what it means. If one transgresses those Averas for which the punishment is Kores, that means you are disconnecting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no longer a Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you are disconnected, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot live in the palace. Eretz Yisrael is the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where you live together with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Eicha 36. If you are over those Averas that break the kesher between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then indeed there is no kesher. Says the Maral, Nichrasu min ha'ika. Well, then you are cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Sheholchu Begoyle, and therefore you're exiled. No connection. This, Rabbeisai, is a phenomenally important yesod. Golos should not merely be seen as a geographical relocation of Klal Yisrael. It's far more fundamental than that. Golos is being cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a nituk, it is a breakdown of the dveikus that we are zoicha and should be zoicha to by living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if Eicha, 36 krisus, that's the aside of the golos, then what's the remedy? The remedy is Emunah, because Emunah is all about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a discussion, some of you were together with us and we had our Vadim on Chovos Halvava Shar HaBitochen. There is a discussion, is Bitochen a mitzvah? Or is it just a midah toivah? A very crucial midah. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Ekev learns that when the Torah says, Uboy Sidbak, you shall be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chochma, in my opinion, Zehu Inyan HaBitochoin. The Meshech Chochma clearly learns that this is the mitzvah, yes, it is a mitzvah of Bitochoin, and it's called Uboy Sidbak. And the Meshech Chochma very beautifully explains, there's all types of bitochin. There's the bitochin that a person has, he's boiteach in his melech. Why would you have bitochin in your king? Because he can provide for my needs. And then you have a more natural bitochin to a parent who cares about me. Says the Meshech Chochma, Kodesh Baruch Hu is all of that. Avinu, Malkeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father. Kodesh Baruch Hu is our melech, and that's why we have bitochin. V'zeh ho'inyan nikra, what is this called? Uboy sidbok. You become dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says such beautiful words, oz ha'odom botuach v'noyach. He's relaxed, serene, menucha. Again, those of you who are with us for our Vadimon, Bitochin, that was the one word that the Chovos HaLevavos used again and again and again. That's not the product of Bitochin, that's the essence of Bitochin. Ve'einoi doyeg mu'umo. Not a worry, not a care in the world. Does it mean you have an easy life? Absolutely not. A person goes through nisyonos, that may well be true. But a person who has Bitochin has menucha. That feeling of vinu malkeinu. I'm attached to my parent. I'm attached to my melech. I'm in the best possible hands in the world. I'm dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uboy sidbok. You see absolutely clearly here that emunah bitochein is all about dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, now we truly understand what the kliyoko means. A sefer Rabbeisai that we have quoted many times, the Yerach Lamoyadim, Rav Yerucham Olshin, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Lakewood, he explains this so beautifully. The Kliyoka said that Shmita was all about Emuna and Bitochin. You're going to be working the land, you run an enormous risk of forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have the mitzvah of Shmita, and the Kliyoka says, and therefore not keeping Shmita warrants Golos. And we ask the question, yes, it's a very severe Avera, but why does that deserve Golos? And now we understand, because Shemitah is all about Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Emunah is all about. Not keeping Shemitah is really Eicha. It's cutting off, that's what it is. It's a Nituk in the Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Aveira of not keeping the Shemitah warrants the Golos. It's not so much the severity of the Aveira. Rather, it's the fact that if you don't keep Shemitah, i.e. you don't have Emunah and Bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then you're breaking that Dveikus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're not connected to me, then indeed you go to Golos. Because as we explained, Golos is not just you're moving from place to place. Golos is a cutoff. It's Eicha. It's all about Koris. A very beautiful, a very fundamental and profound explanation in the whole concept of Shemitah and its relationship with Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Chazal teach us, not keeping the Shemitah brings about a Golos. No Shemitah means no Emunah, means no Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we come back now to where we began. Eila Masei. Look how relevant this is. Le'inyona D'yoyma. These are all the journeys, the sojourns of Klal Yisrael. And we asked, why is it important to know? And the Sforanu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that all of these traveling should be described to tell you the zechus of Klal Yisrael, the fact that they went Bamidbar, Be'eretz Loi Zeruah. It was a land, non-fertile, but they lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how did the Sfarnu conclude? Be'oifen, such that sheyu ru'uyim lehikones la'oretz. The Torah is teaching us what was the ticket. What was the zchus in which Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, they're sojourning in the Midbar together with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we asked, why is that their zchus? Why the fact that they were willing to go through the various stops in the Midbar, Be'eretz Loi Zerua, and a non-fertile land, why is there that zchus to enter Eretz Yisrael? But now we understand. Because the fact that they went al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisau means they lived with emunah. It's an eretz loy zarua. How on earth are we going to survive in the midbar? And the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide, as indeed he did in miraculous fashion. One needs to live a life of emunah to believe in that. Says the Sforno, when the Torah describes the masois, this is not a history lesson, this is a Musa lesson. Why were Klal Yisrael indeed zoiche to enter Eretz Yisrael? Because they had emunah. Now we understand the connection. Because if you have emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then you are dovuk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so come close. You can come into my palace, that's Eretz Yisrael. That is why the Torah, at great length, describes Klal Yisrael's travels from place to place, 42 stops. But it was 42 stops together with the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though it was Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Be'eretz Loi Zerua. Just follow me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lechtech Acharai. The beautiful Moshel of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, who asks, whenever you ask the question, tell me, where's the baby? Where is the baby to be found? Nobody would say, well, the baby at the moment is in the park. The baby at the moment is in the makolet, or the baby is at the moment at home. No. Do you know where the baby is? The baby is with the mother. That's where the baby is. Kegomul alei imoy. He's in the perfectly safe hands of his mother. Whether he moves geographically from the park to his home or the makolet, that's all irrelevant. He hasn't really moved at all. He's together with his mother. That's what happened in the Midbar. They may have moved geographically from place to place, but they were lechtech acharai. They were always right there with me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Sforno. That's their ticket into Eretz Yisrael, therefore. With all the difficulties of the Midbar, with all the nesyonis of the Midbar, they may have moved geographically, that's true. They did not move spiritually. Lechtech acharai, they were always right there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kegomul alei imoy. Says the Sforno, if you have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was built up over 40 years of difficulty in the Midbar, then indeed you are ru'uyim lehikones la'aretz. That's your ticket into Eretz Yisrael. Lack of emunah equals golus. A chizuk in emunah equals Geula and Eretz Yisrael. And that's always been our story. From the very first ever Geula that we were zoicha to, which was obviously Geulas Mitzrayim, didn't we say before? Loi nigalu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim elo bizuchus ho emuna. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, v'hoitzeisi, v'lokachti, v'goalti, etc., etc. Says the Sforno, the same Sforno, the beginning of Parshas Va'era. Do you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising them all these various haftochos? Tisboinenu b'chol zeh. Think about these things. Believe in them. Because if you indeed believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of taking you out, then you will be ru'uyim. Listen to the remarkable parallel of the words. You will be ru'uyim she'aviachem el ha'aretz. I will indeed bring you into Eretz Yisrael. Yes, now we understand. If you firmly believe v'itzeisi v'lokachti, etc., in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach, in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you and you're mischazak in that emunah, then you don't need to be in golos anymore. Then indeed you could be zeicha to geula. That's the secret of our parsha. Eile masei b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Sforno wanted all of these stops and journeying and sojourning in the Midbar to be described. Because the key, The common denominator is Lechtech Acharai Banmidbar. And why is that important? To teach us that therefore they are indeed Ru'uyim Lehikones La'aretz. If you don't keep Shemitah and you don't have Emunah, then it's all about Golus. You're mischazik in the Shemitah, that's a chizuk in Uboi Sidbak, you become dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you re-enter the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once again, kagomul alei imoy in Eretz Yisrael. So let me just conclude with one line, a beautiful line in the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer, Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael was really a sefer written to soldiers who were conscripted into the Russian army. And he says, Tzorech ha'odom leida, a person needs to know that all of the toivos and the great goodness and miracles that await us in Geula, magia lekol echod ve'echod, will arrive at each person, each individual, lefi geder ha'emuna, in accordance with his level of emuna. The greater your emuna at the time of Golus, the greater the geula will be for you. If a person had emuna, Shehoyaloi ba'kodesh baruch hu be'eis ha'golus, bein ha'ovdei kechavim. Even though we are in Golus, but if we are mischazik in the limud of Shemitah, uboi sidbak, we become dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we will be zoicha not only to a national Golus and geula, but to our own private upgraded geula. And he says in conclusion, Im hoyo emunosoi shleima, then yisroimeim, he will become elevated avur zeh, ve'yeh shulchonoi shalom memulei mikol toiv. Then he will indeed be zeicha to all the goodness of the geula. So as we mentioned in the beginning, we have to look at the parashiyos through the prism of in Yonah de Yoima Bein HaMetzorim, and there we see in the very first pasuk of Parashat Maaseh this critical lesson. The Golus, the lengthy Golus, will come to an end when we are mischazik in Emunah. Just as Klal Yisrael went through their journey in the Midbar, so too each of us as individuals go through our own personal journey in life. And there may well be difficulties, whether it be with Parnasa, or with health, with Chinuch HaYalodim, Shalom Bayis, Baruchnias, or Begashmias. But if we are mischazik in Emunah, not only will be zoicha to that geula of all of Klal Yisrael, but that way will be zoicha be'ezus Hashem to our own personal geula. So maybe that be Yerotzim l'fnei Avinu Shebashamayim in these coming days and weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av. With this in mind, being misboinein in all the chasodim we are zoicha to from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechazik our emuna, uboi sidbok, then indeed may this be the last Bein HaMetzorim that we have to endure, and we should be zeicha to the geula shleima b'mheira yomeinu. Amen.